You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So I want to close with this of saying that the last thing you write about is this might be America's last hope.
Exactly. Can I share a story? At the end.
Okay.
A lot of people may not know this. At the funeral of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968, there was someone who watched that funeral and was broken and weeping, couldn't be there personally. His name was Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. The singer?
The singer, Elvis. I'm talking about the king, people call him. He watched that funeral, wept. He believed in King.
Yeah.
This is before the Elvis that got caught up in Vegas and
right.
Died a tragic death. Yeah. But Presley at that time was getting ready to produce a 1968 comeback special on TV. Now, those of us in my generation remember clearly his TV comeback special.
Hawaii?
In 1968.
Oh, 68.
On TV.
Okay.
It was his comeback after making all these crazy movies.
Okay.
He decided to come back and get back in the recording again. And on that TV special, 2 months before King was assassinated, he watched that. And he decided, he and a writer named Michael Brown, to write a song that really meant a lot and would express the grief and the sadness of Presley about King's death. The name of the song was If I Can Dream. I went actually this summer.
Oh, no, serious.
If I Can Dream. I went on this summer and actually pulled it up
dream.
On YouTube.
Oh, wow.
If I Can Dream by Michael Brown wrote the lyrics. Presley made it famous. He sang that.
Wow.
He recorded it 2 months after King's assassination as a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. A lot of people don't know that.
No.
And the lyrics go like this. There must be lights burning somewhere. There must be lights burning. There must be lights burning. There must be lights burning brighter
you
somewhere.
You sound a little bit like Elvis.
Got to be birds flying higher.
Say it again.
The sky
again.
More
I interrupt
blue.
You. Say it one more time. Say it again.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere, and birds flying higher in the sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land, where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? There must be peace and understanding sometime. The winds of promise that can blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a brighter sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why can't my dream come true? Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle. And let's see, and if I can stand, if I can walk, if I can,
go ahead, sing it.
If I can, I try to remember. Anyway, it goes. The end of it goes like this. Let's see.
Impossible.
Oh gosh, I just lost my. Anyways, the song was so beautiful, and I went on and I watched that.
Right.
It was he sang it as the last song at the end of his famous 1968 comeback special, aired on TV. Everybody at that time was watching it, and. And he was so different because in the first part it was all his rock and roll music. And no one expected him at the end to come out in this white suit and do this passionate song that really meant something.
Right.
It was the first time in a decade that Elvis sang a song that really he believed in and stated that.
Wow.
And when I was listening to that while I was finishing up the book in Waxhaw, North Carolina, it just hit me that while I was reading the lyrics to Brown's song that Presley sang, I thought about the dream God gave me. Just 2.5 years earlier, about Christians in cities and towns all over America coming together like they did on the west side of Pensacola with marches and rallies culminating on the same day across America, capturing the minds and hearts of young people all over this country.
Right.
Christians getting out of their comfort zone, stepping out of their buildings, uniting to show the power of the gospel. You know, and I thought to myself, man, if enough of us dream, like Presley said, if I can dream, why can't my dream
come true?
Or please let my dream come true right now, right now. And that's
a lot of people don't know, maybe this generation doesn't know, that one of Dr. King's favorites famous speeches is
I
have a dream.
And that, the lyrics were based off that
speech. I'm saying, but I'm just finding it out.
It was based off that. Go on YouTube and watch that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
we'll make it available to you right here. Yes, you can just
If I Can Dream by Elvis Presley, it'll come right up on YouTube.
That's awesome.
You can hear him sing. And it was before he took his downturn.
Right, yeah.
You know, Presley Ashley was born in Memphis, a poor southern boy in Memphis, Tennessee. He actually had a faith in Christ.
You could tell, yeah.
And was rooted in that.
He'd sing gospel and it was all over every day.
Yeah, he lost himself at the end. Yeah. But at that moment, in 1968, he was lucid and clear.
Right.
And he was on the right track. And it just, it really moved, because, you know, during my era, you know, that he was a...
Yeah, so that's because he mixed banana and peanut butter. That was
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.